supposed to leave from here at 10?
Yeah, when I dropped my extra sleeping bag by her house, I reminded her. If she's not here in a couple minutes, I'll call Bernice, tell her we're gonna be late.
I'll bet old Bernice is sitting on go. Bet she's got a bugle in her hand and a pith helmet on her head.
Julia, you're being awful quiet. What are you thinking about?
Oh, I was just thinking, if I had it to do all over again and Bernice asked us what we would like for Christmas, I would not say, oh, just anything, Bernice. Especially if I had known she was ready to fork out $1,200 so we could spend a 3-day endurance test in the woods with 25 other misguided women in something called the Wilderness Experience. No, no. If I had known what was in store, I would have asked for a cappuccino machine.
No, I think y'all have the wrong attitude about this. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. Did you read your literature?
No.
Well, it's important for women to learn to conquer the wilderness. I mean, some of Lee Iacocca's top executives took this course. It builds leadership qualities and strength and ingenuity, and all that transfers into being able to run a better business.
We get it, Charlene. We just don't want to do it.
Charlene, why don't you call Suzanne and see what's keeping her?
Oh, no way. I don't want to talk to that maid of hers.
Consuela, why? What'd she do?
You know, she has that family that's in meat packing, and they've been renting out storage lockers to people. When I was over at Suzanne's, Consuela asked me if I wanted to store my meat in one. Well, I tried to explain to her in a nice way that I'm only one person. I don't have all that much meat. I mean, I don't hunt or anything. She got real mad and started saying a bunch of stuff to me in Spanish, and Suzanne told me that it was a curse. So I told Consuela I'd think about it.
Charlene, that's ridiculous. You do not have to rent a meat locker from that woman. Meat lockers are for huge families and deer hunters. You don't need something like that.
Well, I know, Julie, but I don't need a curse on me either. I don't know, maybe I could keep some cold cuts in it. You know, maybe a little package of Braunschweiger or something.
Or maybe you could kill something in the wilderness, you know, something you could munch on all winter.
Suzanne, where have you been? We've been waiting on you over half an hour.
If you must know, Julia, I have been chasing my pig in my bathrobe down the middle of West Hacker Boulevard.
You let that pig wear your robe?
Oh, silly, I had on the robe. I don't understand how in the world keeps getting out. Anyway, I am not having a good morning, and I'm not happy about having to participate in this woodsman's program, whatever that is. So let's just dispense with balling me out, okay? By the way, Charlene, I rented 2 meat lockers to store my pig feed in, so now Consuela has agreed to take the curse off you.
Oh, thank you, Suzanne. I appreciate that.
I don't know why we're going on this seminar. Just working here is a wilderness experience.
Yeah, and just think we haven't even picked up Bernice yet.
And you should always remember not to splinter the edges, because this can result in getting wood chips in your food. Any questions?
Yes. I thought Lee Iacocca was going to be here.
No. Some of Mr. Iacocca's top executives took our course, but Mr. Iacocca did not. Anyway, this weekend is for women only. Any other questions?
Yeah. What time do the buses roll?
In about 15 minutes. We'll let everyone go to the bathroom first, and then we'll reorganize outside. I might remind you to enjoy the flushing sound. You won't hear it again for some time.
Is she kidding? Is that supposed to be a joke?
Now, when we get to the main campsite, we'll divide you into groups, and you'll be given a set of specific goals and survival tasks to meet over the next 3 days. Hopefully, you'll learn to look to other women for leadership and also to find it within yourselves. Periodic evaluations will be made by our staff counselors. And for those campers who successfully complete the wilderness experience, we will have a little silver pen with the words Wilderness Experience Graduate and the date. Happy camping.
Can you beat that? $1,200 and all they're going to give us is a dinky little old pen. But I could get something better than that by operating one of those little cranes at a carnival.
Bernice, I don't think the pen's the point. It's the experience that's important.
Well, I'm sorry. I just don't think it's right. And furthermore, I got the definite impression that Lee Iacocca was going to be here.
Wait a minute, Bernice. You mean you signed us all up for this because you thought that you were going to meet Lee Iacocca?
I wouldn't have minded saying hello to him. You know, I heard that marriage of his just didn't work out.
Well, did you all hear what she said about that flushing? I mean, they don't even have porta potties. Now, I'm serious, you all. I think we should just rethink this.
5 minutes, buses are rolling.
Suzanne, Bernice has put out 1,200 non-refundable dollars. We have all just sat through a 4-hour lecture.
Now, I don't want to go any more than you do, but I'm telling you, I have rolled my sleeping bag, I have backed my pack, and I have filled my canteen.
So what do you say?
I'm saying get on the bus, Gus.
Head him up, pull him out.
I just took this compass reading for the third time, and I still say this is not where we were supposed to set up camp. We're supposed to be over here.
Look, I told you we're where we're supposed to be. I mean, it's not like it's our first time, okay?
So you two have done this wilderness experience before?
Oh, yeah, every year. For us, it's a way of relieving tension. We work in the garment district in New York.
Oh, that must be a tough business.
Tell me about it. That's why we like to get out in the wide open spaces, let our hair down, put our boots up, take in the big horizon. How about you all?
Yeah, same here.
That's right. We're just a couple of Marlboro gals.
For me, it's a way of reaffirming my leadership abilities. I mean, in New York, I got a lot of women working under me, but it's not the same as taking command in the wilderness.
Meg Edie's been rated number one in leadership in every group we ever been in.
It's because I like taking charge. I like having other women depend on me. I like telling them what to do.
Yeah, and she doesn't like people to question her abilities.
Oh, well, hey, we're just along for the ride. Anybody wants to be the big boss, that's fine with us, right, Julia?
Frankly, I'm a little more concerned about these tent stakes. I think they should be further in the ground. If it rains, they might come loose.
Hey, you know, maybe you didn't hear me right. I said I'd done this before. Trust me, they won't come loose.
So where are you folks from?
Oh, right here in Atlanta. We have a little decorating firm. Our partners and a friend of ours are in another group.
Yeah, I saw him. You're with the girl with the big hair who tried to get somebody to carry her.
That's her sister.
I wish she was in my group. I'd like to get my hands on her.
I beg your pardon?
I'd make her into a real woodsman.
Listen, Edie.
Please, call me Big Edie. Everyone else does.
All right, I will next time. I appreciate your good intentions, but somehow I don't believe my sister would be interested in becoming a woodsman, but thank you for asking.
Well, we'd see how interested she was when I was through with her.
I don't know exactly what you have in mind, but I feel that I should warn you. She saw the Ned Beatty scene in Deliverance, and it didn't appeal to her.
So, Corinne, what do you do?
Oh, I'm just a housewife, but I like to get into real estate. That's why I'm taking this course, making me more confident and aggressive.
Atta girl, all right. That's what we like to hear.
I don't think I'll ever be as confident as Big Edie here or Mickey,
Junior, Mickey Junior.
What's a junior for?
Oh, I was named for my dad. He wanted a son, so when I was born, he was pretty disappointed.
Why?
I think all our chores are done except dinner cleanup. Tents are secure, and Dorothy set out our trot lines. You know, Susanna, I still can't believe that you and Bernice built this fire without any matches. It's just incredible.
Yeah. Well, that rubbing two sticks together is for the birds, you know. You just get yourself a nice little pile of dead leaves, and then you let the sun reflect off your compact mirror, and then you just pour a little bit of nail polish remover on it.
And stand back. Or I'm here to tell you that sucker will take the fuzz right off your cheeks.
Everyone at the retirement home in Virginia were trying to discourage Evelyn and me from coming. They said, you're too old, you'll break a hip, you'll get sick. But I knew we'd have the time of our lives, and we are.
Although I must say, dear, not to hurt your feelings, your fire's better than your cooking.
Yes, Susan, what is this stuff?
Well, I don't know. Consuela packed it. Says, well, meat kit.
See that.
Just add water. Ooh, that's disgusting. I thought it was just some kind of crummy soup.
I thought it was a laxative.
Oh, don't eat any more, Bernice. Mm.
Suzanne, get rid of this stuff.
I can. It's all I brought. The rest of us will share with you. Now, how about a little after-dinner Nestle's Crunch and some toasted marshmallow?
I'll get the stick.
This really is turning out to be fun. I hope Julie and Mary Jo are having as much fun as we are.
Can you believe it? 25 campers to choose from. We get stuck with Pauline Bunyan and Jocko the woodswoman.
They are kind of aggressive, aren't they? Wish that Mickey Jr. would stop asking me to Indian wrestle with him.
Well, that was ridiculous. And you don't have to do that again tomorrow if you don't want to.
She told me. She told me they think of themselves as urban cowgirls. I'll tell you something. I know it's silly. They kind of scare me. I like this big old tough girl I went to school with named Rhonda. Every day after PE, she wiped her face right on my blouse. Every night I just washed it out. I mean, I never questioned it or anything.
Mary Jo, that's just the way Southern women are raised. We can give a man the dickens, but we're taught always to be polite to other women. It's just conditioning. Something I myself have been able to transcend on occasion.
Maybe it's no accident they put you with Big Edie.
What do you mean?
Well, Bernice told me that she had to describe us on her applications. She probably put you down as the Terminator. This wilderness experience thing is about getting along with other women, you know. Maybe they just put you and Big Edie together on purpose to see what would happen.
Mary Jo, I think your imagination is working overtime.
Oh, my gosh.
What's wrong now?
I just had a terrible thought. What if Charlene and Suzanne and Bernice get a better evaluation than we do? Wouldn't that be embarrassing?
Embarrassing? That would be ridiculous. If we're having problems, can you imagine what their group is like?
Yeah. You're probably right. But just the same, I think we'd better play it safe. I mean, having a fight with Mickey Jr. and Big Edie is just going to lower our scores.
I rewashed that skillet when she told me to, didn't I?
And then you called her Eddie to her face. We just have to try a little harder, you know, to establish leadership but still not make anybody mad. Even though when you think about it, it seems like an impossible task. I got a headache. I hate the wilderness. Maybe tomorrow will be a better day.
Mary Jo, you don't have to worry about me. I'm not going to do anything to lower our scores. In fact, I'm not going to say one more word about being lost, having loose tent sticks. Not even if this whole thing collapses on our heads.
I just don't understand what the deal is. This usually starts it right up.
I think it's pretty irrelevant to start a fire now, anyway, since we don't have any food.
Julia, look, I've explained this to you once. I'm going to explain it to you one more time. It doesn't make any difference if I had taken your advice and kept all our food in the stream. A bear can still smell it and locate it if he wants to.
I just couldn't believe it when I came out of my tent this morning. He was just sitting right here.
Well, I guess now we got the answer to that age-old question. Yes, a bear does sit in the woods.
That's very good. Hey, Mickey, you killed me. Did you all get that?
Yeah, we got it.
I just don't understand why the supervisors haven't been here for our evaluation.
Oh, I tell you, Corrine, they haven't been here because they can't find us, because we're not where we're supposed to be. We're lost.
Does anybody check to see what our tasks are for today?
Yeah, we're supposed to build a raft and climb a mountain.
But now that we don't have any food, I think we could change that to gathering roots and berries.
Look, I told you we're going to get some food.
How?
It's easy. We hunt and fish for it. Didn't you all read your manuals?
No, we didn't read our manuals. We were too busy holding up our tent.
Well, if you had read your manual, you'd know you'd never have to go hungry in the forest. I got some catgut in my tackle. And Mickey Jr. and Corrine and I will gather some branches, make a couple of fishing poles.
What are we supposed to do?
You two can catch a deer.
Excuse me.
There's a blueprint in your manual for building a deer trap. It's not that hard. It just takes an afternoon.
I see. You're going fishing, and we're supposed to find some big, unsuspecting buck in the forest and wrestle him to the ground.
I didn't say anything about wrestling. You know, you got a bad attitude.
I've got a bad attitude? You've done nothing since we've been here but brag about your woodchuck skills and bully everybody else into doing your work for you. Our tent has collapsed, our food is gone, and we haven't got the foggiest clue as to where we're located.
And furthermore, I'm tired of playing paper, rock, and scissors with you. I got bruises all over me.
What are you gonna do?
We're leaving.
We are?
You bet we are. This weekend's about something other than just getting along with each other. It's also about leadership. We'll see who gets out of this forest first.
Go ahead, go. Who cares?
Yeah, they'll find your little crumpled bodies in a ravine. I'm the only one who can find the way out of here.
Madam, and I use that term loosely, you couldn't find your considerable derriere if you were sitting on it.
Suzanne, I cannot believe you've already identified every flora and fauna on that list there.
Hey, I wasn't Miss Atlanta Arboretum for 2 years in a row for nothing.
Okay, now when you're through with that, I'll need you to help me cut bait.
Why don't you let Dorothy and Evelyn do that?
Because they're still chopping wood. And anyway, I want the extra points.
Dorothy and Evelyn are so sweet. They remind me of those two sisters who used to be on the Waltons.
Yes, Charlene, they are sweet. But they are also old. I hate it, but if they can't keep up with the group, we're going to have to dump them.
Please, that's so cruel. Anyway, we're supposed to help each other.
I know, but I looked in the manual, and you get more points for leadership than for helpfulness. And any good leader knows that one of the first things you do is streamline your organization. Eliminate the dead weight.
Bernice, I've never seen you like this before. I mean, you're so in command and energetic.
I know. It's the wilderness air. My fog has lifted. I'm completely invigorated.
Oh, that's great, but let's not get too carried away.
Don't discourage her, Charlene. At least she hasn't said anything dumb, you know. I think it's kind of nice to see Bernice on top of things.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, Suzanne, because I've got news for you. When the Walton sisters come back from the forest, I'm going to take over the leadership of the group. And the first thing we're going to do is find a real big, hollowed-out elk horn so I can blow it while you people tow me down the river on a raft.
I can't go any further. Go on ahead. Save yourself.
Can't take another step. Maybe we should just camp here for tonight.
Maybe Big Edie was right. Maybe they will find our little crumpled bodies in a ravine.
The way she calls fishing line catgut. She knows it's nylon. Just says cat gut. Makes her feel tough. Work her in.
She should have come with us. She's no match for those two.
Now, a couple more days without food, they'll probably eat her.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I wouldn't want to be caught in an Andes plane crash with those two.
What? Over there. Is that a mirage or is that a payphone? I think we might be on the edge of a state park.
You got a quarter.
I can honestly say that this is the best food I ever had.
And this tent, I can't believe you found a tent.
It's the best looking tent I ever saw. Oh.
So tell me again, what happened to those other women camping?
Well, basically, it was a nightmare. There were these lumberjack gals who pushed us around and tried to make us hunt deer with our bare hands, and then our tent collapsed and a giant grizzly ate all our food. I'll tell you what, I don't know what we would have done if you hadn't come. We were at the end.
Anthony, I'm not proud of this help you've given us. You have to promise you won't tell anybody.
I do not want any trouble. I've never seen you before in my life. I'm just going to go inside and make sure the tent is secure.
Well, it's about time. Sugar Baker and Shively, right?
Right.
Hi.
We've been looking for you since yesterday. You weren't at your designated campsite.
Well, we just got a little off course, but everything is fine now.
No, it's not. You're still not at your designated campsite.
Well, what she means is that we will be by morning.
That's right. We're just resting.
Where's the rest of your group?
Well, actually, Connie, isn't it?
Right.
Now, we decided to split up. Connie's nothing personal. We just felt compelled to follow our own instincts and leadership.
Do you get points off for that?
Who's in there?
Well, that's just our tent.
What's this camper's name?
Cindy.
Cindy what?
Cindy Burleson.
Burleson? I don't remember that name. Check your list.
I was late. I got on the bus at the last minute.
Who let you on?
I don't know. Some white girl.
Where's your application?
I turned it in.
To who?
Some white girl.
I don't remember this person, do you? How long has she been with you?
I joined them in the forest.
That's right. We couldn't have made it without Cindy.
Did you get your raft built?
Oh, not yet, but we're working on it.
Would you mind to get out and stand up?
I can't.
She's kind of sprained her whole body.
That's right. It feels like I've just pulled one of everything. Ooh.
She also has a 5 o'clock shadow. Well, yes. We've been here a long time.
Well, we might as well tent here with you tonight. It's getting late.
Why?
Well, you're the last group we have still to evaluate.
Oh. Well, Connie, so how's my sister's group doing?
Your sister?
Suzanne Sugarbaker?
Charlene Frazier?
Oh, you mean Bernice Clifton's group. Well, they're fantastic, thanks to her leadership.
They've completed all their tasks and recently planted a handcrafted flag atop Bedford Mountain.
We want to especially congratulate Edie Clayton and Mickey Hyde for completing their sixth wilderness experience, in spite of the fact that they got lost for a day and part of their original group splintered off. Finally, we also have silver pens for Corinne Cahill, Julia Sugarbaker, Mary Jo Shively, and Cindy Birdsong.
Thank you.
Look, okay, I still don't know who or what you're supposed to be, but if we don't find your check, you're going to owe us $300.
I understand. Thank you very much. I will treasure this always.
Julia? No, I told you we'll talk about it later.
I can't believe how much.
Boy, next time we should get this big black girl to be on our team.
And now we come to our most special award, our leadership award. Every session, there is one person who exhibits such high standards in leadership within her group that our Wilderness Experience Committee is compelled to single her out with special recognition. This session's special award goes to first-time camper Bernice Clifton.
All right, Bernice. That's our girl.
That's right, Bernice Clifton. Remember that name. She'll be back.
Now watch out. Thank you. Oh, it's been a wonderful 3 days. I love being in command. My only regret is that I didn't have a rifle. God bless you all. Oh, I like this girl. And now it's on to the Arctic Circle.